Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's gift of salvation. John chapter 3, verse 17. God sent his own dear Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. On this day, there are many that we sometimes have called the C&E Christians. The Christmas and Easter Christians, those that never darken the door of a church except on those 2 days, and sometimes there are those that never even darken the church door on those days. It's not so much whether a person darkens the door of a church, but whether the door of their heart is open to receive the salvation, the gift of salvation that has been offered through the sacrifice of God sending his Son into the world. God loves us so much. He wants us to be with him. And we merit that salvation by opening our heart and receiving that gift that is given so freely and so simply. And again, I think of the thief on the cross. He had no understanding theologically of what it meant to be saved. He just knew that he needed something that he did not possess, and the one who was being crucified next to him was a possessor of that gift. And when he moaned out those words, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom," that was all that was required. And the assurance that he received was the assurance that all of us receive. When we receive the gift of salvation, it's at that moment we realize, today you'll be with me in paradise. Death comes to our own will the moment that we receive the gift of life. When we have been born again, we pass from death to life. And when we come to the end of our life, as it is given in this world, we enter eternal life with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. If you have never received God's gift of salvation, I ask you right now, at this moment, receive God's greatest gift that could ever be given, the gift of salvation that will last forever and ever and ever. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your gift. We can never express enough of our appreciation, our love, our adoration for what you have done for us. We didn't deserve it, but oh, how much we needed it. Desperately, totally, everlastingly, we need the gift of eternal life. And we can never earn it. We can only receive it. And Lord, I pray that those who are listening might receive that gift of eternal life if they have not done so before. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.